Men, be careful of calling your wife glorious. If she's a Hebrew scholar, you may literally get a punch in the gut. Our word for the day is glory. And if you've grown up in church at all or have even had a cursory glance at the Bible, you've definitely bumped into this word. But what exactly does it mean? Well, at its core, the word has to do with weight or heaviness. Once, when I was on a trip in Cape Verde, my guide held up what looked like a potato to me, and he said, "What is this?" Without giving it much thought, I said, "Well, that's a potato." And then he tossed it to me, and when I caught it, I realized it wasn't a potato at all, but rather a rock that looked just like a potato. And my guide told me that sometimes the men who sell potatoes would put one or two of these rocks in a bag of potatoes because it makes the bag heavier, and a heavier weight means a higher price. Weight determines value. So the more something weighs, the more value it possessed. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called The Weight of Glory, where he talks about the glory of God. When we speak of the glory of God, we can be referring to His ultimate value. If we're to give glory to God, we would be praising Him in light of His value and worth and recognizing His glory. In fact, in the first song recorded in the Bible, the glory of God is a major theme. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, after having crossed the Red Sea, it says this, "Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders?" Later on, Moses would even pray to see God's glory. But the clearest expression of God's worth and value and importance comes to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. John records these words for us in chapter 1 of his gospel. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." John saw the value and the worth of Jesus. After having walked with Jesus for 3 years, listening to Him teach, watching Him do miracles, showing compassion, preaching truth, living perfectly, dying innocently, and rising from the dead victoriously, John found one word to describe Him: glorious, of supreme value and worth and majesty. This is why in the book of Revelation, around the throne of Jesus, there are myriads and myriads of angels and people who shout out, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory." Today, please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast in India and Pakistan.